You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason on the phone line with us from Chesapeake Energy in Chicago. Actually, you know, I don't remember whether I have Mark or Josh on the line with me.
You got Mark here.
Oh, hi, Mark Russo. How are you? I'm sorry. I was just paying attention to something else and I guess not enough to your name. Well, let's talk about the weather for
you. Know, we're always 33% right. So.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, I've got a 1 in 3 chance of getting the name right.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the weather. It looks like it should be good open weather for producers to harvest corn.
Well, let's call it a 99.9% chance of no rain over the next 5 days across the vast majority of the Midwest. It's fair and dry weather from now through late Friday before then a system pushes into the Corn Belt in Illinois and Indiana here coming up into the upcoming weekend. And as it looks right now, that looks to be about a 55-60% coverage system of amounts in the range of 1 1/4 inches. But all in all, it looks like more areas will be on the bottom end of the range versus the upper end of the range. And still no sign of any, you know, turn to any wet patterns here across the Midwest as we look ahead now through the first weekend of October.
And temperatures anywhere going to dip low enough to cause a problem?
No, we do not see any frost or freeze over the next couple of weeks, which takes us through the first full week of October, and that's starting to get behind climatology, where sometimes in the northern sections of the Midwest, particularly the Dakotas, Minnesota, by late September, early October, you normally have your first freeze, and even for those areas, warmer than normal temperature pattern will prevail, and so no frost or freeze through the first week of October.
Well, we're getting a lot of harvest here. It could start on it, but it should stretch out through the month of October and into early November. Have you got any work that looks out that far to tell us whether we have dry conditions or wetter than normal conditions?
It's tough to say right now, Todd, and at least from now through the first week or so of October, you know, call it kind of more of a normal type of rainfall pattern. But at the present time, there's just no indication of any real wet patterns becoming established. Although I would note right now that we are at least beginning to see some changes taking place across the northern hemisphere, which could promote at least some colder weather deeper into October, and that'll be the question whether that colder weather and colder than normal for the second half of October, that would be if that would be accompanied by very wet conditions, which too early to discuss any details on that.
All right. Thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
You're welcome.
Mark Russo is with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. Our thanks to Mark and, of course, Josh Darr and John Davis at Chesapeake Energy for all their work over the years as they volunteered with us on Monday afternoons. You can listen to them again if you'd like on our website at willag.org, willag.org. Be safe on the combine this afternoon. Make sure you take your time for yourself, that is, and a little nap. It never hurts, and it'll keep you working a whole lot longer and a whole lot better throughout the afternoon, and more importantly, a whole lot safer. You have a great day. I'm Todd Gleason.